Welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Make sure to check out our Patreon, where we create exclusive series on wartime life in Ukraine. From this series, you can learn how ordinary Ukrainians live in times of invasion, what they eat, how they travel, celebrate, what music they listen to, and where they get their news from. To subscribe to our Patreon, follow the link in the description to this episode. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 223 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree on the nullity of acts adopted by Russia on annexation of Ukrainian territories as they violate the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country, reports Pryamyi. The document also confirms the sovereign right of Ukraine to restore and preserve its territorial integrity within the internationally recognized state border. Volodymyr Zelensky informed in his evening video address that the Ukrainian army is carrying out a fast and powerful advance in the south. He stressed that dozens of settlements have already been liberated from the Russian fake referendum this week alone. In particular, according to the military reports from the Kherson region, such settlements as Lyubimivka, Hreshenivka, Zolota Balka, Belyaevka, Ukrainka, Velika and Mala Oleksandrivki, Davidiv Brid were liberated from the occupier. Zelensky assured that Ukrainian warriors won't stop and it's only a matter of time before Ukrainians oust the occupier from all their land. Deputy head of the president's office Kirill Tymoshenko informed earlier that the armed forces have already liberated 1,534 settlements, reports Gromadske Radio. The general staff of Ukraine informs that Ukrainian forces repelled enemy attacks near 10 settlements at the front line, reports Unian. When Russian troops are forced to leave settlements in the Kherson region, they mine infrastructure facilities and private residences. Air forces carried out 17 strikes yesterday, destroying 4 strongholds, 11 areas of concentration of weapons and military equipment, as well as 2 anti-aircraft missile systems of the enemy. In addition, Ukrainian air defense units shot down 1 enemy helicopter and 2 unmanned aerial vehicles. Missile troops and artillery struck 2 command positions and 4 areas of concentration of manpower, weapons and military equipment. 1 anti-aircraft missile complex as well as a bridge and pontoon crossing of the enemy. The US approved $625 million worth package of military assistance for Ukraine, reports Radio Liberty. US President Joe Biden informed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about this new support during a telephone conversation yesterday. According to the Pentagon, the assistance package includes, among other things, 4 HIMARS missile systems and ammunition for them, 16 155mm howitzers, 16 105mm howitzers, regular and high-precision shells, and 200 MAX Pro anti-mine vehicles with ambush protection. The President of Ukraine thanked President Biden for another package of defense support. Representatives of the EU member states reached a preliminary agreement on a new package of sanctions against Russia, reports European Pravda. According to the media sources, the official decision on the 8th package of sanctions against Russia will be made already this Wednesday. It is expected to include limiting prices for Russian oil, which was previously opposed by Greece, Cyprus and Malta. The European Commission plans to transfer Ukraine 5 billion euros of macrofinancial assistance by the end of the year, reports Interfax Ukraine. According to the Executive Vice President of the European Commission, Valdis Dombrovskis, the first tranche of 2 billion euros will be given by mid-October. Another 2 installments will take place in November and December, subject to all relevant conditions being met. Earlier, the EU Council officially approved the decision to provide Ukraine with 5 billion euros macrofinancial assistance. According to the Council's report, this assistance will be provided to Ukraine in the form of highly concessional long-term loans. This support is part of the package of aid worth 9 billion euros announced by the EU back in spring. According to the Forbes Russia, about 700,000 people left Russia less than 2 weeks after the partial mobilization was announced, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Media sources stated that it is still unclear what percentage of people left the country for tourist purposes. Governor of the National Bank of Ukraine Kirill Shevchenko submitted his resignation to the President of Ukraine on Tuesday, reports LBUA. According to the National Bank statement, the reason for this decision are health-related issues that cannot be ignored any longer. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal stated that Ukraine is 90% ready for the upcoming heating season, reports Ukrinform. According to him, in the near future, the readiness of residential buildings and heating networks will be 100% in those regions where there are currently no active hostilities. The Prime Minister emphasized that the completion of preparations for the heating season is the number one task for the government. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.